stand together as we did earlier with the singing and for the worship hour as we honor the Word of God and we read a few verses. Deuteronomy chapter 7. I want to begin reading in verse number 1. When the Lord thy God shall bring thee into the land, whither thou goest to possess it, and has cast out many nations before thee. Now remember, this is after the delivery of the people of God. Going forward now, he's going to clear the land out. Not all of it, because he's going to have the children of Israel to fight against the enemies. And by the way, the spiritual fight is always before us. All of us as children of God. Now watch, he said, cast out many nations before thee. The Hittites, the Gergesites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, seven nations greater and mightier than thou. And when the Lord thy God shall deliver them before thee, utterly destroy them. Thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor show mercy unto them. Neither shalt thou make marriages with them. Thy daughter thou shalt not give unto his son, nor his daughter shalt thou take unto thy son. In other words, don't mix marriages here. Yeah. Now, I don't mean by color here necessarily. I mean by tribes and people of God. By the way, people of God who are saved and born again don't need to marry somebody who's not saved and born again. Yeah. Now, if you do that, like Miss Audu was Catholic, I was just a religious fella. We got saved after we got married, and that's a greater thing, amen, yeah. And so forth. So be careful about joining up with that which is not right for you, amen. Yeah. All right, verse 4, for they will turn away thy son from following me. They will serve other gods. So will the anger of the Lord be kindled against you and destroy thee suddenly. But thus shall you deal with them. You shall destroy their altar, break down their images, cut down their grove, burn their graven images with fire. Oh, don't you miss these next few verses. For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. I am so glad that our president has gotten close to the nation of Israel. Amen. Because if we don't pray for the peace of Jerusalem and for the peace of Israel, we're in trouble, folks. That's God's holy people. You and I have been grafted in. You and I have been allowed in because they refused the Savior and the Lord turned to the Gentile people. Amen? Amen? That's why you're here today. Unless you're a full Jew today, you're here more by the grace of God than anybody is. Thank God for that. Verse 7, the Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you because you were more in number than any people, for ye were the fewest of all people. But because the Lord loved you, and because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers, hath the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand, redeemed you out of the house of bondmen from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. Then drop down, if you would, to verse 12. Wherefore it shall come to pass, if you hearken to these judgments, and keep and do them, that the Lord thy God shall keep unto thee the covenant and mercy which he sware unto thy fathers. And he will love thee and bless thee. I like that, don't you?
Amen.
I mean, I like that God's going to love me and bless me. He's already done that. But watch now. Gets even gooder. And multiply thee. He will also bless the fruit of thy womb, the fruit of thy land, thy corn, thy wine, thy oil, thy ink. In other words, the economy, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. Drop down to verse 14. Thou shalt be blessed above all people.
Amen.
Now, you and I may not have everything in the world, but we have salvation.
Amen.
And that's good enough.
Amen.
That's the blessings of God. That's the grace of God.
Yeah.
We have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost living in us.
Amen.
Think about the company that's in us.
Amen.
That's why, by the way, if you're in Sunday school, never go back, but always go forward because of who's going with us. Amen.
Amen.
Father in heaven, we love you. Thank you for the opportunity to preach your word this morning, and it is your word. So, Lord, I need you. Holy Spirit of God, help me to preach and to honor the Lord Jesus, and in so doing, the people receive that word and do something in their lives that they'll never get over. Save those who are lost. Draw those who have drifted back to you, and help us have a great, blessed day. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So much can be said about the love of God.
Amen.
We could spend from now until Jesus came back for you and I talking about and experiencing and sharing the love of God. John 3:16, every kid learns when they're in Sunday school at 2 or 3 years old. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Amen.
Do you understand when it said, for God so loved the world, it meant the illegal aliens that are in this country?
That's right.
Are you listening to me? Don't get down on the dreamers. Don't get down on them. We can have all kinds of immigration law, but they're souls that Christ died for.
Amen.
And just because they're here don't mean we don't like them anymore. Hello? Don't get political on me. Talk about the love of God a little bit. The whole world, even me, even you, he loved enough to save us. John the Beloved, the apostle whom the Lord Jesus loved and who loved the Lord Jesus, he's called the one whom Jesus loved in John 21:20, who wrote more about the love of God than any other writer in Scripture. He said, we love him, help me now, because he first loved us. Absolutely. Go Deuteronomy chapter 6, go back a chapter there. Deuteronomy chapter 6, look at verse 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. Question right here. Don't raise a hand. Do you love the Lord with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind? Mark or Luke put another word in there, and it's called strength. In other words, everybody, every bit of your being from inside out. God changed you from inside out. And when God changed you from inside out, he gave you the ability. I'm getting ahead of myself here, but that's all right. He gave you the ability to love like you've never loved before. You can call it agape. I like calling it supernatural love.
Amen.
I mean, I never thought I'd be loving people after in my lifetime, reprobate I was, and everything I was in my old life, but the grace of God came upon me. The love of God showed itself to me. I was gloriously born again, and God gave me that ability to love.
That's right. Amen.
1 John 4, don't turn there. I'll tell you when to turn here in a minute. He that loveth not knoweth not God. So if you're sitting down and say, well, I don't love people. Well, you don't know God.
That's right.
Well, I do too. I know God, but you got a poor spirit. Because the Bible said, in this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son in the world that we might live through him. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love.
Amen.
Verse 10 of 1 John chapter 4 says this, herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be a propitiation for our sins. This is probably one of my favorite when it comes to the love of God. Romans 5:8, but God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners. I like that. Christ died for me. Died for us. That means, I don't know if you remember how bad you were when you got saved. Maybe you were raised in a Christian home, but if you were lost, you were lost. Amen. But if you're like me, Miss Audie was Catholic, didn't know Christ. I was a religious whatever and didn't know Christ. Y'all listen? I sat right where you sat. Some of you know this story. I was teaching a high school boys class. I was a youth director. My wife was teaching the teenage girls. And we were in a church, an independent Baptist church, lost as we could be. And both of us got saved in that church shortly after we went there. How? Because we sat under the preaching of the Word of God. Got the truth delivered to us. And it became a reality in our own life and allowed us to love others and allow God to use us to love others in the future in our ministry. But God committed love toward you in that while you are right now or were sinners, he died for you as well. And that's really unbelievable, is it not? Absolutely unbelievable. Because of God's love, God's mercy and God's grace, you and I are here today. We as born again believers have a special ability. Say it with me. That we didn't have before we got saved.
That's right.
A special love. Now we have a special love for other people.
Amen.
I don't know. Maybe you don't feel that way. Check out whether you're born again or not.
Yeah,
if you've been born again, God put the Holy Ghost of God in you.
Amen.
And the Spirit of God leads you into love.
That's right.
Hello?
Amen.
And caring about other people. Now, you may not like what people do. Hey, man, there's a lot of people I don't like.
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
But I'm taught to love them.
That's right.
I have to love them in the way Christ would love them. Christ on that cross, dying there in your place, in my place, looking down below him. Even the own apostles who followed him were not all there.
Come on.
The only one I remember that actually we know was there was John the Beloved, who Jesus turned his mother over to. Remember that?
Yep.
And he looking down on all those sinners and said, Father, forgive them, all of them, for they know not what they do.
Amen.
That's love, Father, more love than you and I will ever know other than through salvation.
That's right.
Special love, supernatural love. And we could go on and on and on. But in our text, chapter 7, Deuteronomy, there's some things here that just got a hold of my heart and hope to get a hold of yours this morning. God here has explained the requirement of the people of God who have been delivered from Egypt, who have been delivered from bondage. By the way, you and I, if we're saved, been delivered.
That's right. Amen.
Been delivered from sin, been delivered from the devil, been delivered from everything that would kill us, and given us life in Christ. They had wandered and wasted their lives for 40 years in the wilderness. We know the story. Now God's preparing them to go into a new land, the land of milk and honey, the Canaan land, if you will, for a new life. And he wanted to prepare them. And then we come to verse number 6 again. And he says this, for thou art a holy people. Deuteronomy 7. Thou art a holy people. Boy, we ought to stop there and think about that right now. How holy are we?
Yeah, come on.
God made us holy in Christ Jesus. But how holy are we this morning?
Yeah.
Are we separated from the world?
Come on, preach.
Huh?
Help us.
Are we faithful to God?
Amen.
Do we honor God with our lives?
Preaching.
You're all here this morning. You're here for a reason.
Yeah.
Amen. I hope it's to honor God with your life.
Amen.
But notice what else it says there. I love it. It said, we're holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God had chosen thee. Oh, I like that.
Amen.
Look up here. Please don't miss this.
Amen.
We're few in number here this morning, but if you're not saved, God's looking down on you right now, pointing right to you and saying, this is your day.
Right.
He did it to me. He did it for Miss Annie. He did it for so many of you here today. He looked down. He did not have to do that.
Right.
But back when I got saved, there were only 4.5, 5 billion, I think there's 8 billion now people in the world, and he looked down and said, I want you, Carl Ogdy. I want you, Elizabeth Ogdy. And whatever your name is, he looked down. You better never take it lightly.
Right.
He looked down and says, I want you, I want you, I want you.
Yeah.
And if you're born again today, it wasn't of your own choosing, it was of his choosing.
Amen.
Oh, yes, you believed.
Come on.
And yes, you repented of your sin.
Yep.
But it had to come because of the love of God and the grace of God and the mercy of God.
Amen.
Aren't you glad God loves you?
Amen.
And by the way, can I throw something in there? He loves you always.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
You realize that if you've messed up in your Christian life, he loves you.
Yeah.
But he's looking for you to repent. So you can get back into fellowship and be able to love him like you should.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing that God forgives us?
Yeah.
Somebody said, well, I got to get saved all over again. No, no, no. If you're saved and born again, it's it one time.
Amen.
Like the preacher said the other day, you only get born into this life once.
Yeah, that's right.
Your mama may want to take you out.
Well, help us.
You know, my mama, you know, you've heard those sayings that I brought you in this world, just be sure you know I can take you out anytime.
Yeah, come on.
Well, they don't do that, but they'd like to sometimes, amen.
Right.
But once you've been born in this world, your mama's boy, your daddy's boy. Y'all listen?
Yeah, yeah, come on. Right. That's right. Yep.
Once you've been born again into this world by Christ, that's the only time. You can't go back into your mother's womb, and you can't go back on God. You're saved forever.
Amen.
I'm glad God loves me. I'm glad God's love, mercy, and grace extended to me, not only through salvation, but through everyday life.
Yeah.
I want to give you some thoughts God gave me, and I hope they'll be a great blessing to you. Number one this morning, I want you to realize we're a special people.
That's right.
You ever think about that?
Amen.
He calls us special people here. Look at verse 6 again. Holy people, yes. Chosen people, yes. But look at this. To be a special people.
Yeah.
Holy people, separated unto God. Separated from the world unto God. Sanctified, if you will. Living right. We're a chosen people.
Yeah.
But a special people.
Amen.
Isn't that amazing? It says here, you're the fewest among many.
Yeah.
Think about that. The smallest nation in the world, as far as a nation like Israel. Every enemy they came against was totally larger than they were, and yet God defeated those enemies until God's people turned their back on God.
That's right.
And then some of the smallest armies could defeat Israel at that time.
Yeah.
Special people. You're special. Can I get that across to you? You are special to God this morning.
That's right.
I'm special to my wife.
That's right.
Amen.
She likes to think she spoke last night in Louisiana. She preached is what she did.
Yeah.
Yeah, her sister, Joyce Meyer. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. But I slipped to the door. She thought I was looking in and just smiling. I was going, it's time to eat. But what was it you said?
Amen.
When I walked through the door last night. You said, there's my better half. That's right. Don't you ever forget it either. But you're God's better half.
Yeah.
God died in your place.
Right.
Through his son Jesus. You're special to God.
Yeah. Come on.
The question is God special to you?
Yeah. Help us, preacher.
We'll see in a moment how special God is to all of us here this morning. 1 Peter, can you turn there? 1 Peter chapter 2. Hurry now, you're wasting time here getting there. 1 Peter chapter 2. The powerful scripture here. 1 Peter chapter 2. We're talking about being a special people, chosen people, holy people. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of Him, God, Christ, who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light.
Amen.
Which in time past were not a people, we weren't a people of God, we weren't saved, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
Don't turn there, but 1 John 5:3 says it this way, for this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous.
Yeah.
I like what He said, if you love me, keep my commandments.
That's right.
Amen.
We're a very special people to God.
That's right.
We're chosen of God to be His voice.
Yep.
To carry out the love, mercy, and grace of God to all the world around us. You do that through faith promise missions.
Yep.
You do that through going soul winning like you were talking about. You do that through the bus ministry. Don't ever think that things are not happening like you think they should or at the rate you think they should be happening, because God's in the business of winning people to Christ. You're going out and you're telling about Christ. God's going to save them. Hello. God's going to build the route.
Right.
Main thing we do is love God with our life, give our life to Him, be faithful to Him, carry out the command of God. God will do the rest.
Right.
We're a very special people to God. Chosen to be His voice. Chosen to carry the love, mercy, and grace to all the world around us. Chosen to be grateful Christians, obedient Christians. Thank God He chose me out of those several billion people.
Yeah.
I still can't get over that when I mention it. I really can't.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just no good at all.
Yep.
You say, well, you was in church. Well, you can be in church still be no good.
That's right.
Amen.
By the way, you can be in church and be saved and still be no good.
That's right.
You know, some people do backslide. Amen.
Yep.
Aren't you glad that God Himself called you a chosen people this morning?
Yep.
He called you a special people.
Amen.
How are we doing with that in our lives this morning?
Yeah, come on.
Then secondly this morning, we're not only a special people, but we're a special people with a special purpose.
Amen.
Look back at our text now. Go back. I know I drug you out of the old into the new, but go back to the old for a moment. Deuteronomy 7. Look at verse 8. The Bible said in verse 8, but because the Lord loved you, and because He would keep the oath which He had sworn unto your fathers, hath the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of the bondman from the land of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Made you free, if you will. Verse 9. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, He is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love Him and keep His what? So you don't just find that in the New Testament, do you? You find that in the Old Testament. Those that love Him and keep His commandments unto a thousand generations. I asked a moment ago, ask it again. Don't show of hand, but how many of you really love God? If I asked that and didn't say show of hand, many of you just throw your hand up.
Yeah.
Well, I love God. But you love God by showing God.
That's right.
He loved you by showing you.
That's right.
Well, how did He show me? Christ.
That's right.
The cross. Calvary. And in day in and day out.
That's right.
And we ought to love Him. He doesn't want us to die for Him, even though we may do that.
Right.
He wants us to live for Him.
Right.
We're a special people with a special purpose. Our purpose is to carry out God's commandments and God's will for our lives, individually and corporately as a body of Christ.
Yep.
Obedience comes into play.
Amen.
Total and complete obedience unto God. Sanctification comes into play.
Amen.
Separating ourselves from the world unto God and the things of God. And then also separation comes along with that.
Yeah.
Let me give you a scripture on that. I don't want to pass that up. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 is probably one you got highlighted in your Bible. Knowing your preacher like I do, I bet he's been there a time or two. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. And the reading he is, because I have, and he sat under me.
Amen.
But he sat under more than that. He sat under his daddy. His daddy is a man of God. He is a great man of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 9. Everybody there say amen.
Amen.
Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortion shall inherit the kingdom of God. Now look up here. I'm really sad everybody gets saved.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm glad that God separated the neighborhood.
Amen.
Amen.
Now I don't care what color skin you got. You're created by God.
That's right.
I don't care what language you speak. God gave you that language.
Yeah.
All right? But I got people of all color and all backgrounds in my neighborhood, and some are good, some ain't so good. But when I get to heaven, the neighborhood gets cleaned up. Amen. Yeah. Yeah, be nobody stealing my tires. I come out one morning, two of my tires were off, the others were almost off. I must have spooked them, because they didn't get none of them. They laid the two to the side over here. I'm telling you the truth. In my neighborhood. What do you want to do? Shoot them.
Yeah.
And so, well, where went the love of God? It wasn't there at that time. Had to retrieve it. I had to retrieve it. Yeah. Yeah. Have that happen to you and tell me that you love them.
Yeah.
All right. I guess go back to reading. I guess get back on track here. Look at verse 11. And such were some of you. Ooh, look out now. This is what we were before we got saved.
Yeah.
Hopefully none of that's part of your life today. You know, like covet.
Yeah.
Hope that's not part of your life. Amen. Thieves. You know what a thief is? People who rob God of his tithe and offerings. Amen. Verse 11, such were some of you, but you are washed in the blood, if you will, but you are sanctified. That means separated from the world, but unto God. And you are justified by faith, if you read the Bible, in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God.
Amen.
We are special people with a special purpose. Our purpose is to carry out God's commandments and the will of God for our lives.
Yep.
Loving God with all of our heart, soul, strength, and mind. The Great Commission is our responsibility. You know what the purpose of this church is? It's not to have a place for you and I to sit on Sunday morning.
Right.
It's a place to get the gospel out at home and around the entire world. And you're trying to do that through your faith promise, through your tithes and offerings and all the other things, through your obedience. That's what you're doing it for. You're doing it because you love God, not because the preacher told you to do it. And even though he may have to preach on it and remind you of it and et cetera, et cetera, you ought to be doing it because you love God. You ought to be doing it because you're a special people unto God.
Yeah.
That's why you ought to be doing it. So we are a special chosen people of God with a special purpose. Not everybody's been called to take the gospel to the world.
That's right.
Only the people of God.
That's right.
Lions Club hadn't been called to do it unless there are Christian people in there. And there are. Hello?
Yeah.
The Lodge hadn't been called to do it.
That's right.
Many self-made churches out there, and I'll not go into that, but they've not been called to it, but Christ's church has.
That's right.
God's church has.
That's right.
And that's you and I. And we need to carry that out specifically for Him. So we're a special class of people, special chosen. We have a special purpose. And number three, we're a special people with special promises.
That's right.
You know, the ultimate promise is what? Deliverance.
That's right.
The ultimate promise. You know what the ultimate promise of Israel was? After coming out of Egypt and spending 40 years wandering in the wilderness, deliverance again. You know, and God delivered Israel over and over and over again. And he finally got tired of that and said, you know what, you Gentile, the rest of you, from now on, I'm going to deliver you one time.
Well,
I'm glad. Because many of us would be going back and saying, God, amen. We ought to be crying out to God. I think sometimes us Baptists, listen to me, we believe once saved, always saved, period.
Right.
I talked about it a moment ago. But understand this, that doesn't give you a license to go out and live like...
That's right.
Many of them say, well, I'm saved anyway, you know, I'm going to heaven, so yeah, try that on. Because you may not be as saved as you think. My old mama loved her to death. I think she's in heaven today, no doubt. But I remember my mama saying, you know what, I don't have to do anything. I don't even have to go to church record. I know I'm saved. I got a home in heaven. And when I die, I'm going to heaven. There's other things in between.
That's right.
It's called loving God.
Amen.
So we are special people
chosen people of God with a special purpose.
That's right.
With special promises. You know what our ultimate promise is? Let not your heart be troubled.
Yeah.
You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions.
Yeah.
If it were not so, I would have told you, but I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again.
Yeah.
And receive you unto myself, that where I am,
yeah,
there you may be also.
Yeah.
It's called heaven.
Right.
It's called heaven.
Yeah.
And you know we're going to get to go out of here two ways. Either we're going to die in this life and go to be with Jesus, to be absent from the body, be present with the Lord, or we're going out by the rapture.
Yeah.
That's the next great thing on God's agenda, is the rapture of His church, rapture of the saints of God. And wouldn't it be neat if it happened this morning?
Amen.
We'll be out there like an old air balloon, hot air balloon. And we'll be going up in the air. Are y'all with me? I can't wait. I really want to go that way. I mean, I don't mind dying before, you know, and going up there. I'll be there. All right, I understand that. But the rapture.
Yeah.
We get to go up in that hot air balloon, meet Jesus in the cloud and the others. Y'all with me?
Amen.
You say, well, what hot air balloon? There's hot air up there somewhere. We get to go up with them. Hello?
Yeah.
And I'm going to look down and wave at some of you. You'll catch that in a moment. You'll catch that. Look up here. You realize there's going to be people sitting in the church pews, in church chairs when we leave here.
That's right.
They played religion all their life.
Yeah.
They played church.
Yeah.
They said, I feel good about it all, but you're not saved.
That's right.
You ain't getting there without it.
That's right.
You can't work your way there. You can't pay your way there. You can't be baptized 20 times to get there. You have to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hello. And be saved.
That's
Boy, that's good preaching, even though I am preaching. Amen. And so what were the deal? Look back now. Hurry, go back. Hurry. We're losing time here. I got a lunch engaged, man. Song director and his wife taking me out to eat. Cracker Barrel. Mama's pancake breakfast. Man, ain't anything better than Mama's pancake breakfast. Maybe an extra piece of sausage or something, but anyway. Look at verse number 9 again, chapter 7. Know therefore the Lord thy God, He is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love Him and keepeth His commandments to a thousand generations. You see, God's willing to bless, isn't He? He's willing to bring things into our life and into our being. Look at verse 11. Thou shalt therefore keep the commandments, keep statutes and judgment, which I command this day to do them. Wherefore it shall come to pass, if you hearken to these judgments and keep and do them, that the Lord thy God shall keep unto thee the covenant and mercy which He sware unto thy fathers. In other words, God's always going to keep His word. Verse 13. And He will love thee and bless thee and multiply thee. He will also bless the fruit of thy womb, the fruit of thy land, thy corn. Ladies and gentlemen, hear me. We are still the most blessed nation in the world.
That's right. That's right.
Period.
That's right. Come on.
Never take that for granted.
Yeah.
That's right.
And we are the most blessed people in the world.
Yeah.
Christian people.
That's right.
And I don't mean anybody else out there. I'm any better than they are. I am through salvation. I am through grace of God.
Come on.
Look at chapter 8. Look at chapter 8. Y'all okay?
Yeah.
Look at verse 11. Bible said, beware thou forget not the Lord thy God.
Amen.
Hear me now. In not keeping His commandments. Woo! And His judgments and His statutes which I command thee this day. Lest when thou hast eaten and art full and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, when thy herds and thy flocks, in other words, when you got it going, when the economy's good, when God's been blessing.
Come on.
Verse 13, when thy herds and thy flock multiply thy silver and thy gold. Look down here, silver and gold. When thy silver and thy gold multiply, listen, and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thine heart be lifted up and thou forget the Lord thy God. Look up here. This happens so often.
Amen. That's right.
We get to rolling along and everything kind of going well. You know, we're able to take care of our bills, able to get there. Things are a blessing. But when all those things begin to come heavy on us and burdens on us, we begin to back up like we talked about in Sunday school and walk in the flesh instead of continually walking by faith.
Right.
Yeah.
God has never, ever went back on His word,
right,
ladies and gentlemen.
Right. That's right.
He has promised to bless you, but He's also asked you to bless Him.
Yeah.
Right.
Come on.
Amen.
That's
right.
He's promised to take care of you. But you're to take care of Him.
Amen.
Yeah, that's right.
Preach it, brother.
He's promised to keep His word, but He wants you to keep your word to Him as well. And we need to remember that. We need to keep that uppermost in our hearts and our minds as we live our lives in this stinking world in which we live.
Yeah, come on.
Amen.
But beware lest you forget the Lord.
Yeah. Help us,
you know what happened to Abraham?
Yeah.
Abraham forgot the Lord.
That's right.
When he came into that area of famine and went down. Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
Went down into Egypt. Yeah. That didn't turn out real well.
Right.
He come out of Egypt, and him and Lot had made big herds and had a lot of money. They'd been there for years.
Yeah.
He didn't just step out for a Sunday or two.
Yeah.
He'd gone for years.
Yeah, that's right.
Then he went out and got out there, and you remember how they split because they couldn't get along with one another anymore.
Yeah. Come on.
One Lot went one way, and Abraham went the other. Are y'all listening to me?
Help us.
And even though we always talk about Lot, Lot went one way, and Lot went to the city of Sodom and Gomorrah, and Lot's family, and all that. What about Abram?
Yeah, come on.
What about Hagar?
Yeah.
What about taking that handmaid out of Egypt with him and taking him down and ends up having an affair with her, or whatever you want to call it? Yeah. It wasn't his wife.
Right.
And they had a baby by her, and they thought that was going to be the seed of God, and it wasn't, and God had to straighten all that out. What I'm saying is, ladies and gentlemen, we ain't any different.
That's right.
It can happen to you and I as well.
That's right.
We have been given promises, multifold promises, according to the Word of God. In God's Word, God promises are yea and are amen. He keeps them.
Yep. Amen.
That's right. The Bible says in Galatians 4, verse 28, these words. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise.
Yeah.
You and I are the children of promise today.
Yeah.
And the Bible said, because of that, wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son.
Yep.
And if a son, then an heir of God.
Yeah.
An heir of Jesus Christ.
Right.
Remember these words, Romans 8, 16 and 17, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God.
Right.
And if children of God, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with Him, that we may be glorified together as well with Him.
Yeah.
And by the way, I don't know about you, but that's a really big wow with me.
Right.
That I'm an heir of God.
Right.
That I'm a joint heir with Jesus Christ.
Yep.
That I'm going to enjoy everything they're enjoying now.
Right.
When I go to heaven, I'm going to enjoy all that. By the way, we get to come back.
That's right.
We get to come back to this newly Edenic state of a world that God will set in order once again for us to rule and reign for 1,000 years with Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Are y'all with me?
Amen.
He is the bridegroom. We're the bride, Christ, the church. Are you listening?
Amen.
That's what I call a 1,000-year honeymoon.
Amen. That's right.
It's where the lamb lays down with the lion. Y'all believe that or not?
Yeah.
I've been wanting to pet a lion all my life. When that time comes, I'm going to get to walk up and say, hey, bud, lay down. Put the shock collar on you. And I pet that lion. Amen. Isn't that going to be good? You're going to snakes ain't going to bother you? My wife can't wait till that day. They dug a hole in my garage the other day to fix that leak underneath our house. And my wife kept worrying that a snake was going to come out of there. I mean, she had every kind of lock on the door. I guess she thought snake could crawl up and unlock the door. I don't know. But we're a special people, chosen people, holy people. We have a special purpose. God's called us to go to this world, to be obedient, to be faithful to Him, to love Him with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We have a special promise from God. And God said, if you'll keep my commandments and keep my promise, I'll keep my promise to you. And then let me say number four quickly. We have special problems as well.
That's right.
Yep. I read one of them a moment ago, and let me just stay with that one for a moment. It's forgetting what God's done.
Yeah.
Forgetting what He's done. Go back to Deuteronomy 8 quickly. Look down to verse 17. Get a little bit farther down. Please, please don't miss this. We read verse 14 and following. Look at verse 17. Deuteronomy chapter 8. And thou say in thine heart, my power and the might of mine hand has gotten me this wealth.
Yeah.
Listen to me, you woke up this morning and breathed because God let you breathe.
That's right.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
That's right.
As a child of God, you don't own anything anymore.
That's right.
It's God's.
That's right. Praise be to God.
You don't even have rights anymore.
That's right.
Well, I'm an American citizen. I got a right to vote, blah, 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 blah. I'm not so sure about that anymore.
Come on, preacher.
Amen.
Our political system is so corrupt, it's unreal.
Yeah.
We ought to be praying for it, amen?
Yeah.
And by the way, Trump ran on Make America Great. He's doing a pretty good job, but you can't make America great without God being in the middle of it.
Right.
Anyhow, I don't know where I left off, but I'm going to start in verse 18. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God.
Yeah.
Or is He that giveth thee power to get wealth, that He may establish His covenant, which He sware unto the fathers, as it is this day. And it shall be, if thou do it all, forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I testify against you this day, that you shall surely, what's that next word?
Perish.
I mean, look up here. Don't mess with God.
That's right.
God's desire is that you live and have a great life. Not an easy life. It's a fight of faith every day.
Yeah.
It's a fight against the flesh. It's a fight of faith as you go forward for God. It's not easy being a Christian.
Yeah.
If it is, then you're probably not doing much.
No.
Because if you're doing much, the devil don't like you.
That's right.
We have a special problem. The problem is we forget what God's done.
Right.
Forgetting God, disobeying God, falling short of God's will for our life. We have the blessings of God, and sometimes we just completely forget. But here's the problem solver. Look at verse 18. It's amazing. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God. There's your problem solver right there.
That's right.
Thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power. You can't forget who God is in your life.
That's right, man.
Repentance and rededication are necessary.
Amen.
If not, we destroy ourselves from within.
Yeah, that's right.
And without.
Yeah, that's right.
We are still the recipients of special love from God.
Yep.
That will forgive. Look up here. And that will forget.
That's right. Yeah.
That will restore and reassign us.
Uh-huh.
If we remember what God's done.
That's right,
in our lives.
That's right.
I don't want you to turn to Psalm 116, but I want you to listen to me. And Psalm 116 is a great song. And it says, if you'll remember this scripture as I go through this in closing. The Bible said in Psalm 116:15, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. If you read that whole chapter, it's entire chapter, Psalm 116, of blessings. Verses 1 and 2 says, he hath heard me. If you cry out to God today, he'll hear you.
Amen. Amen.
Verse 3 through 8 talks about, he hath delivered me.
Amen.
And by the way, he's delivered us over and over again.
Amen.
He delivered us from hell, from sin and hell, the penalty of sin and hell. But he delivered us over and over. When we confess our sin, he is faithful and just. Forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If you read verse 12, he hath dealt bountifully with us. If you read verse 15, he hath made us special in his sight. Precious, are you listening? Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. My question is this. How special is he to you this morning?
Yeah, come on.
A special love. That's where we started. That special love is still here today.
That's right.
I want you to listen to me. Right before I have you bow your heads. Meeting together today with God is a purpose.
Yep.
We met on purpose.
Yep.
And God has a purpose for each life here today.
Amen.
Regardless, are you listening? Regardless of your age.
Yeah.
Regardless of your, listen to me, your economic position in life.
Yeah.
Regardless of ethnicity.
Yeah.
Regardless of color.
That's right. Yeah.
God has a purpose for our lives, your life.
Amen.
That's right.
Let me ask you this real quick. Do you know that you know that you know that if you died right now, you'd go home to be with Jesus? Because if you don't know, you have any hesitation about it, it's not through anything you can do. It's not through anything you can buy. It's not through any work you can accomplish. It's by the love, the mercy, and the grace of Almighty God.
Amen.
It's through one person.
Yeah.
And his name is Jesus.
Amen.
And if you'll come to him this morning just like I did, I'd go into church like you are today and got saved. My wife did. She got saved. You'll never be the same.
That's right.
You'll have a desire to serve God the rest of your life.
Amen.
It won't be easy all the time, but you'll have that inward desire. Why? Because God puts the Holy Ghost of God in you.
Amen.
In you.
Amen. That's right.
Right.
What will you do with God this morning?
Yeah, come on.
Do you realize how special you are to him?
Come on.
But how special is he to you?
Yeah.
That's the real question. Let's bow our heads. Every head bowed, every eye closed. No one looking about, please. No one getting up moving around right now. We'll have you stand in just a minute. Now I want you to listen before you lift your hand up, because it's probably the most important question you'll be asked today. maybe in a lifetime. How many in here this morning can say, without any shred of doubt, no doubt whatsoever, that if you died right now, you know that you'd go home to be with Jesus? If you know that, would you slip your hand up as a testimony? Preacher, I know that I know I'm saved. If I die right now, I know I'm going to heaven. Slip it up. Keep it up. Keep it up. All right, put it down. Nearly every hand in here was raised, but not all. And for those that didn't raise your hand, I've been where you are. Now listen to me carefully. If you're here this morning and you couldn't raise your hand that you were saved, would you do this for God? Would you just admit that? Would you say, preacher, that's me? I'll not call your name. Nobody will know where you are. They won't know. I don't want anybody looking, please. Just God and this preacher, so I'll know how to be able to pray. He said, preacher, I'm not sure I'm saved. I'm not sure if I die, I'd go to heaven, but I know I don't want to die and go to hell. I want to go to heaven one day. If you're like that this morning, would you do me a favor? Would you do what the others did? Just slip your hand up, put it right back down. Would you do that right now? Put it back down. See those hands. God bless you. Put them down. Now here's what I want you to do. In just a minute, I'll have everybody stand with heads bowed and eyes closed. Head bowed and eyes closed. I'm going to have the song leader come up. He's going to lead us in a song here. I'll let him choose that song. And while he's coming, I want you to think about that. Everybody standing, nobody looking, nobody going to the bathroom, unless you just have to. Everybody stand. Heads bowed, eyes closed, nobody looking. Nobody looking, please. If you're here this morning, you raised your hand and said you were saved, surely there's something you and God need to talk about this morning. If you're here this morning, you couldn't raise your hand, but you did a moment ago and said, I'm not sure I'm saved, this is